Congrats, by the way, on the new album.
Thank you, man.
I haven't noticed you're getting more gray in the beard.
There's a lot of gray in there, isn't it? That's what teenage daughters would do for you. Yeah.
Tell me about it.
You guys about the equally amount of gray in your beard.
It's like right here. I get this little skunk patch.
I know, it comes, and it just grows all in patches everywhere.
And then it fills in?
Yeah, but nothing. Well, the beard fills in fine, but it's the grays in patches. And it's always, and it's always disproportionate on either side.
Does Faith like it, or she wants you to do the old Just for Men thing?
No, she actually loves it. I was going to shave it all off, and she taught me into keeping it.
Women like beards.
Yeah, they do. I know.
Because it's masculine.
I guess
manly.
So. I guess so. Maybe it just thinks, maybe she feels like she's got somebody new for a while.
So tell us about the album, man. This is it's been a year in the making?
About a year we worked on it, but you know, it's pretty quick for me to put out. I mean, I guess it's been about 18 months since I put out the last album. Usually for me, it's usually a 2-year process before in between albums, but and certainly not this many songs. You know, I've
already
18 on the and I mean, I've had albums where I've had a lot of songs on it. I always put a lot of music on there, but this is a lot. I just was on a roll. You know, I got in the studio, had a bunch of great songs. I loved being in there with the band. There's such a great band playing on it. I just couldn't stop.
So what's the deal like on the standard? I mean, like, is there a certain way you get the deluxe album?
I don't know, man. I think it's just the marketing, the way they do things these days. That you know,
dude, why would he know?
Yeah, there's got to be there's a standard version, and then there's the deluxe version. And to me, it's 18 songs, and the deluxe version is, I mean, they call them bonus tracks, but they're not really bonus tracks. They're really a part of the project.
What you ought to do is, like, anytime you're on tour and you're about to sing one of the songs that's like the deluxe version, say, for all you cheapos who didn't buy the deluxe album.
Yeah, you don't know this song. Yeah.
You don't know this one, but everybody else does.
The other day we were talking about hidden tracks on albums. People don't do that anymore.
No.
I guess you can't really on a CD.
Yeah.
Well, it's a digital
one. You can, I guess. Just not list them. I mean, sometimes you worry, but people won't hear them, because people don't listen to albums that much anymore.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So if you stuck a hidden track and you didn't announce it or anything, what's the chances that you might get 10% of the people that listened to the entire album that caught it? You know,
good point. Tim McGraw, the new album is out. Sundown Heaventown. It's available.
Which, by the way, is hard to say. I even challenge you to say that 5 times fast.
Sundown Heaventown, Sundown Heaventown, Sundown Heaventown, Sundown Heaventown, Sundown Heaventown.
Dang, dude. Okay.
No, to me, it's very lyrical, you know, and very rhythmical. That's what I like.
For me, it's very tongue-twister.
Yeah, well, you know.
You flying much?
I flew Friday to do a show.
In the Cirrus?
Yeah, in the Cirrus. Yeah, it was fun.
You still enjoying it?
I do. I don't get to do it as much as I'd like just because I'm so busy and, I fly to a few shows to work, but if I do fly to a show to work, I usually take Randy with me, my instructor, just because I'm tired coming home and I don't want to take that kind of chance. But I'll get back flying more in the fall when I'm not working as much.
It's the best.
Yeah.
You ever get up there and just get away and just listen to music?
I do. I get up there because we got radio on the Sirius, so I'll put it on the radio, one like 70s rock or something.
Yeah.
And just cruise around, especially in the fall, cruise over East Tennessee.
Look at all the colors.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
That'd be a good time to like track out the album, listen to it, you know, when it's before it goes to press.
Except for you have to hear everybody breaking into it.
That is kind of a bummer.
Air traffic control. Yeah. Is Faith ever going to? She ever think about getting her pilot's license?
No, I haven't got her up with me yet.
She still hasn't flown with you?
No. Well, she's at. I'll take that back. Down in where we're at our place, in the Caribbean, we have a caravan seaplane down there, and I'm not rated in it, but I fly the co-pilot seat a lot, and so she's flown with me on that. But that's not the same. Yeah.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It took what?
She has this thing.
It was about 8 years before my wife actually flew with me for the first time. Yeah. And then after that, it was okay.
Yeah, I think once she does it once, she'll be fine. I think she just has this thing about both of us being in a small plane together at the same time with me flying.
Well, she made me bring all the kids.
So
that way, if we go down, the whole family goes
that's
down.
That's the way they think. They think they want all of us to go at once.
That's right.
Wow, that's. I don't know if that's smart
it's
or
like Jim Jones-ish. You know?
Yeah, very. All right, kids, we're going to go down, take this pill. Well, I love you. Wow, this has got weird. Tim McGraw, the album is called Sundown Heaventown. It's available now. You can download it or however you get your music. I guess most people, you know, we did a thing on the air where we asked, how do you get your music? And it was 50-50.
Yeah.
Download and buy CDs.
Yeah, probably. I think it's probably close to that. I think, but it's more and more downloading.
I think now would be interesting to re-ask that, because it was about a year and a half the last time we did that.
It's changing
so
fast.
And I was going to say, because now with everybody doing Spotify and Pandora and all that, we have all these other venues and ways to do it.
Sure.
So it makes it more important now for us here on the radio to be poignant, to be to matter. And same thing for your music.
Well, you know, I can tell you what I think. I mean, as far as radio is concerned, I think that we can't do without radio. I mean, everybody talks about, you know, they go on and they put their own playlist together. I don't think it's ever going to happen that we can do without radio, because there's a connection with radio that makes us all feel like we're all part of one thing.
Yeah.
And we're all sort of plugged into the world at the same time, listening to the same music and listening to the same guys. And I think that there's a connection that will never be a warmth that you can't get anywhere else except for radio.
It's very similar to, like, why it's kind of like concerts. You know, like, you can listen to your album and it's Tim's music or whoever your artist is, but when you go see him in concert, there is a connection.
Yeah.
It's different. And you always remember that concert.
And then you never hear the same album in the same way again.
Sure, absolutely.
And they become super fans.
Yeah.
Because then they're like, oh, that's my guy.
Yeah.
I want to buy all of his stuff.
And then people are like, oh, remember that time Tim McGraw did like Kanye and asked the handicapped guy to stand up?
Did you see that?
No, I heard it on the radio this morning.
Oh, it was terrible, man.
I asked the blind guy to take his glasses off.
He did. He was like, hey, can you take your sunglasses off?
Don't be that guy.
And Ronnie Millsap just laughed at him.
Did you see how he walked right into that?
That's funny.
Did you see that?
That's funny.
Well, listen, man, congrats on the new album. And, you know.
I appreciate it, man. You guys.
Huge.
Always good talking to you guys.
I noticed that Brett and Brad have several cuts on the album.
I know. I think that we're over 20 songs together now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah,
I know. You're not paying their mortgage.
I know.
Did you ever remind them
they got
that?
A pretty big mortgage now, too, man.
Those
guys are doing well.
Anyway, get the album. It's out. Tim, it's good to see you, brother. Thank you.
You too, man. Guys. Thank you.
And we got the link to get it on our website, too. BigDandBubba.com.
Right on.